might as well.
I must say, they're a petition. Good thing we're doing Chazara. Everyone's here from last night. We were speaking yesterday, two things we said yesterday, Kiddush. We were speaking about a Kesher Uman, a professional knot. And we said that we are not really experts what's called a professional knot nowadays. We don't know what the gather of a professional knot is, a Kesher Uman. And therefore, we're choishish that every knot we do is a problem of a Kesher Uman. Besides the very simple knot we said of a bow, besides the knot over here, just taking the bag over here and just doing one knot like this, just this thing over here, just this one over here, that is mutter, and is allowed to be done, even if you have in mind to do it for always, there's no problem with that. But any other knot from then onwards is already a problem. A double knot, the Ramah says, every double knot, one has to be choshish for, that it could be it's a problem of a Kesher Uman, and one can't do it. The Mice and the Poskim do say one kudah with this, and that is, if the double knot is loose, it means you do a knot, bow, and then you do another knot on top of that, but it's loose, and that knot, the gather is that normally that knot becomes undone, and you have to redo it, then it's not called a Kesher Uman, that's called a Kesher Hedget still, and it can be done, but it has to be done within 24 hours. That's what we said really yesterday, yeah? Now, I said to you yesterday, a very interesting halacha is, and I didn't realize it today, someone just asked me today, I didn't realize it actually. I said to you, when a person does a shoelace knot, so we were spoke about a shoelace knot, and we said that a shoelace knot normally is called a Kesher Hedget. That means the one knot like this, with a bow on top, that is called a Kesher Hedget. That's what we said, yeah? Which you can do, but you have to undo it within 24 hours. I said to you yesterday, which the Maisa, some poskim say this actually, that if a person after this does a bow, now watch carefully what I'm doing. Can you see this bow over here? If I do it and make another knot over here, I said to you that's osa. Because you've strengthened, you've like done now like a double knot. Someone showed me today, and it doesn't always work, look at this. It's come undone. The whole thing's come undone. You put one pull, and the whole knot becomes undone. Some poskim say that that knot has done nothing. But you'll be very careful how you do it, because I'll show you the same thing again. Watch this now.
Proper.
No, proper knot. Same thing.
Bro?
Not making a knot. Same thing, exactly the same thing. Same thing. Block. I can't do it. Now I can't do it. I can't get an answer.
What did you do before?
What's the magic? It's like a magic show here.
Yeah.
What did I do different? What? And you know, on camera, you can have it in close vision, you can see what I did. It's actually a magic show. I can charge for this time, you know. What is it? The only thing is that the difference is whether you get one of the strings in between your bow. If you get you do your bow just by itself, without any strings in between it, you can pull it apart. If you get one of the strings in between that bow and you tie it, then you can't do it. So this is a very big question. I didn't realize this actually. And Erech HaShabbos himself, Seker says this, just a little bit of cleaning here. The Erech HaShabbos himself says over here, which I'm pleased we're going over now. If I can find it here. Erech HaShabbos. Sorry? Depends how you do it. Erech HaShabbos. Kufnan Dav here. Erech HaShabbos. Oh, here. Yotziv Tezvov. Very, very interesting, actually. He brings this over here. I didn't notice this when I learned this. Someone just pointed it out today. And Erech HaShabbos is over here. Erech HaShabbos. Na'olim HaKshuro is shoes that are tied normally with a bow on top of a knot, which is mutter. Nearest is the Erech HaShabbos. Shemutter Likshe Shteidu Lois Tuani Vazu Bekeshe Zu Acher. You can put another loop on top, he says. That's not called a double knot, which is not allowed to be done. Double knot is not allowed. This is not called a double knot. And it brings out the bottom. The reason is because the chayik just comes undone. It becomes undone. If you pull it, the whole thing comes apart. But you must be careful. It's not all knots like this. Lemaisa, I'm not completely wrong, because of Shlomo Zalman asks all sorts. Here, Shlomo Zalman says any sort is osur to do. that double bow is often zocher v'shomer also, and a false saber also he brings down, it doesn't make a chiddush, he just says to put a bow on top of this thing is also to do. So I'm just retracting a little bit what I said yesterday. I told you yesterday the second knot, the second bow you put on this shoe is problematic. Yes, la'ayim. It could be if you just do the bow in a way where you can pull it, the whole thing comes apart. It could be that's mutter. I say even in that case of shomer zamas is also. He brings it to the bottom of the shabbos. Shomer zamas is also. The mice is holding the knot in position. That's why the mice holds it very well. It holds much more fast now that way, and therefore the that's what shomer zamas swore by it also. He takes an arson of shomer zamas, but the shomer zamas takes it as also. And I say in zokum shomer, I didn't see a chilik how it is. He says to put a bow on top of this shoelace knot is problematic. Okay, that's what we said yesterday. So that's more or less, I think we've done chazorah what we did yesterday. Kesher Oman, yeah, right. So we get to the double knots, normally a problem, unless it's very loose, that's okay. Now let's come to the tie knots. It's also very interesting here. I've got a tie over here, which is a nice tie. Now you can see, let me just make this tie again. I'm going to show you. On camera, so I'll be careful. I make this. I make a tie. This is how I make my tie. Is that how you'll do it? I don't know. I need someone else. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you soon someone to show me over here. This tie over here is a tie over here. Looks very nice. And I'll take it off. Now, the shine is, can I make this on Shabbos? So look at this tie over here. Let me get the right piece out. Right, this is the thin piece. I've got a thin piece out. I'm left with this now. Watch this, Rabbi. So imagine again. The whole thing's gone. So that's kesher number one. Kesher number one of a tie is when you make a tie, when you undo the tie, you pull the thin part out, the wide part, and then you pull the wide part away, the whole thing disintegrates. I don't know if anyone else knows how to make a knot, but there's what I call a Windsor knot. That way you can make the tie where the knot stays. Now, I'm not an expert. Is anyone here who knows how to make it? Oh, what a shame.
The gentleman mentioned it last night, but he said that they were not allowed to use it.
Not because
of proper knots.
No one else make another tie. Oh, that's very nice. And now you come in the camera. Come in front of the camera. Wait. See what happens. It looks more complicated. It's a nice knot.
It's the same idea.
See, let's see. Why don't you put it out? Put it out, see what happens. Same idea. Alright, sorry. The winds are not. I need someone here who can make. What's that? No one knows how to make a Windsor knot, I can't believe it. What do you all use on Shabbos? I can't tell you, I have to get someone to make it. Maybe for next week someone will get it. The Meister, I think a lot of people wear these other knots, yeah? The other knot is a Windsor knot. I don't know what's... He doesn't explain here how to make it. Sorry? I don't know which way you go. I can't believe you can't make it. Oh, come on. I can't believe no one makes a Windsor knot over here. What? There's not over here. At least I know how to do it. It's a very interesting thing. It looks like that. I've seen it before. Actually, when you undo the tie, the one piece of it, the knot stays. It's a very, very interesting point, actually. So, l'chaira, those are two ways. Let's see if we can get it. You want to be on camera, sure?
No,
it's worthwhile. Anyone who can do a Windsor knot gets on camera. He gets
free copy.
Free copy, yeah. They all look the same.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at my Olam here, I must tell you. I thought I had an Olam here that can help me out. I'm surprised. You've let me down. Okay, anyway, it's good. There's no shayla. Anyone, all the people who've got the ties with this have got no problem whatsoever. There's no shayla whatsoever, yeah? But I'm just telling you, I have to see when I find out for next week, I have to do it. Someone next week will come along, Bez Hashem, will be in a shiur, could do it. But one of these things that are made where you end up with a knot inside. Even when you put it apart, the wide side has a knot in it. So shayla is now, let's talk about number one. So number one is the one I made. Let's just try this again over here. The normal one that people make. The normal one that people make That's a normal one. I got one there. And this one over here. Let's talk about the normal one. This is the normal one, yeah? So this one over here, which comes apart, the chayra, this one is no shadow whatsoever. That means the person makes it on Shabbos morning, he could make it for the next 6 weeks. He can leave it alone and work. The chayra, that is no shadow. He's not making any kesher whatsoever. Everyone agrees on that?
Yeah.
It's not so posh, the chayra, but that's the chayra what should come out. The chayra should come out. So on that, it brings over here, in the Oramem, where's the Oramem, in the Oichah Shabbos. He brings over here. So the swari is this knot which you're making, this tie which you're making, should be mutter to do for wherever, however long you want to do it. He brings down over here the maisa from people, from again Shlomo Zalman, who says that this kesher, the chiddush, has got a din like a knocking bow. It's a big chiddush. Shlomo Zalman says. It's better without a Google. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that this first knot has got a din like a kesher with an aniva. It's a chiddush to know why. I must say, I don't know why it is like that, but Rav Shlomo Zalman ties it like a knot and bow. The mailer of Shlomo Zalman says, even the first tie, which we're talking about over here, you should not make more than 24 hours. Yeah? It's a chiddush. I must say, I don't know why Rav Shlomo Zalman says this, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says that even the tie, which completely pulls apart, that has got a din of a knot and bow. Nice, he brings it over here, Mem Gimel. Sugar Rishon, Wulam, Oyster Mechel, Kesh, Echav, Shoot, Machine, Echav, Shoot, Zoom, Tetris, Oyster, 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 Oyster. The Indian Meister Donu Poskis Vaneinu Kakesha Vaniv Al Gabo. He brings down some Poskim hold, it's got a din like a knot and bow. So Chid, I must say, it's a very big Chid. I don't understand why he says this. Shlomo Zalman says it's got a din like a Kesha Vaniv, and therefore one should not make it, even the first one, for more than 24 hours. Okay, the Meister, many Poskim take on that it's nothing at all. Shlomo Moshe, many take on the first time knot that we're talking about, the simple one, the one that we can all do over here, is they tie in many possible time that's nothing at all, there's no problem at all, you can make it a line and white if you want. I'm just saying, it's the horror of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman seems to be saying, for some reason, he's got in a kesher with an aniv on top, and therefore that's more problematic, and therefore one should only make it for 24 hours. Then you've got the second sort of tie, which you end up, which person will get this sometime, we'll find out how you make it, there you end up with a knot. That the chayra is worse. That is a kesher, and therefore that is it's a nice. It's not a kesher omen. It's not a no. Let's see how you do it.
You wrap it on one side.
As long as I don't know, I don't know how you do it. Just, let me see. You want to do it in front of the camera, or you? Let's just see. This one. Another one. Another one is doing okay. That's a nice knot. Shkoyer.
Very good.
Very good, Shkoyer. Yeah, very good. So you just straight in front of the camera, that one there shows in front of the camera. You can see the knot stays there.
So here,
you end up, mice is quite a tight knot, actually, this one. It is quite a tight knot. It's in one third. This you have to know about. It's not so posh, this one over here. This is
tight once you
put it. Yeah, that's true. It's a mice, it's a kesher. This is a bit worse. This is a bit of a kesher. So here, it remains a knot. So the mice, the poskim say, I don't know why they say this. I must say, I'm not sure why they say this, actually. But the poskim take on that this is called a kesher rofui. It's called a very loose knot. I don't know why. The way you made it is very tight. Maybe normally when you undo it, you don't undo it so tight. Yeah, maybe because you pull so much. Maybe normally it's not pulled so much. Maybe that could be the gather. Normally it's not pulled so much. Here, where it's pulled a lot, it became tight. But normally it's called a kesher rofui. So the mice, the poskim give it a din of a kesher with an aniva. And therefore, if you make it on Shabbos, you have to undo it within 24 hours. That's the criteria. So again, just going back what we said, the first sort of tie knot which you make, which really there, everything disintegrates, everything falls apart, there's nothing, no knot at all. Most posts can take on that, that's no problem at all to make on Shabbos, and one can make it loy longoy, that tie on Shabbos. If you want to make it on Friday, Shabbos morning, you make it on Shabbos, you make it yourself, you know you're going to keep this tie for a long time, really, it should be no problem at all. Rav Shlomo Zalman's got a chumra, Rav Shlomo Zalman takes on that knot is called a kesher with an aniva, and therefore one should only make 24 hours. But the master most poskim are taking on that first one is called nothing at all, and you can make it as long as you want. The second one, the winds are not, which ends up with a knot like this over here, there the poskim take on, it's called a kesher rofui, and therefore it's got a din of a kesher which is going to be done as man kotsu. You can only make it as man kotsu, you can only make this tie for a short time. So you can make it on Shabbos, but you can only make it for 24 hours. You shouldn't make more than 24 hours. I looked today at the poskim, we spoke about this yesterday. It looks like 24 hours is dafka, actually. So 24 hours means a day. So imagine we're speaking about this exactly. There's two shittas about what's called Zman Kotza. One shitta is it's up to one day, up 24 hours. Others hold it's up to 7 days. The Mishnah Berurah in many places takes on the Ikar Halacha is one should be choshes, certainly, that after a day it's called Zman Orach already. That means only, as a man kotzer is only within 24 hours. The Mishnah Berurah says in a few places. Let me just show you one over here. The Bi'alok and Shinyu Zayin Siv Dalad. He says quite clearly the Maisa, you should only be make it up 24 hours in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph. Let me just show you one over here. Shinyu Zayin Sivkot and Chaf Aleph. This is also the same thing. He's taking on a few times in Halacha here. Now the Ikar Halacha is that as a man kotzer means up to 24 hours. That means if you make it on Friday night, you've got till 24 hours when you make it. I asked you yesterday, we've got the Moshul Friday night, Shabbos comes in, let's say 5 o'clock, and it goes out at 6. It looks like the Zman of 24 hours is dafka, actually. I tried to look around today for a bit for it, but it looks like 24 hours is dafka that Zman. Therefore, even though you make it for the whole of Shabbos, it's a problem. So you have to make it to undo it within 24 hours. So you can make it, undo it Shabbos morning and then do it again. And then Friday night, not Shabbos again, you undo it. Yeah, or why didn't you make it on Shabbos morning? You have to undo it by Shabbos, not to Shabbos, you should undo it sometimes. You should make sure that it's not there for 24 hours. That's how the possum thing. Let me show you one of them over here. In Sukkot, where is it? Chaf Aleph, I think I wrote it over here. Sukkot and Chaf Aleph. He speaks out a few times as it was that within one day is a problem. Yeah? One other thing I forgot to mention yesterday is also very important. That I said to you yesterday, which is very nagged this actually, I said to you yesterday that when we speak about a kesher omen, we're worried every double knot is a kesher omen. But I said to you, Ramosh, the person puts a belt on, a woman puts a belt on, and she makes two knots on a belt, but they're very, very loose. That's not called a kesher omen, it's called a kesher hedyot. That comes out a bit kumra, because if that's true what I'm saying, you must realize when you've got your tzitzis like this, and your knot on top is loose, that now is not called a kesher omen, because the top knot is not tight. If you now tighten that on Shabbos, you've now made it a kesher omen. You've done a double knot, which makes it into a kesher omen. So it comes out, this kula is a chumra in a way as well, yeah? The fact that when we say a double knot, one knot on top of the other, and the second knot is loose on top of the first knot, that's not a chumra of kesher omen, we said yesterday. That's all very good for a lady who's wearing a dress, and she puts a belt on, she makes a double knot in her belt, and the second knot is loose, so we're saying that's not kind of kesher omen. But that has ramifications, that on the tzitzis now, you're going to have the problem the other way around. If the second knot is loose, and you now tighten it, you now made a kesher omen. Besides, it's a man oral. Yes, you've got a serious problem there. Someone who tightens the tzitzis on Shabbos has got a serious problem.
You can't make tzitzis on Shabbos.
That's why you can't do it. That's why you can't do it. That's one of the reasons why I can't do it. Make it up. So the two things we're going to say tonight. So the Moshe, let's go back quick to see what we said. We said that when a person makes a tie on Shabbos, the two sorts of ties a person can make. Number one tie is where he's got no knot in it whatsoever. That Ikar Din is mutter, you can make it loy longoed. But Shlomo Zalman, he's taken on, he's got din like a knot and bow, and therefore one shouldn't make it more than 24 hours. But many poskim take on that there's no problem whatsoever in it at all. You can make it as long as you want. Then you've got the second tie knot, which leaves a knot in the tie itself. That's called a kesher rofui. It's a weak knot, that knot that remains. And therefore the poskim take on, it's got din like a normal kesher, which should be undone within 24 hours. You can make it on Shabbos, but you should have in mind to undo it within 24 hours. Okay. Yeah.